New heading. Identifying your center. But where do you stand? What is at the center of your own life? Sometimes that isn't easy to see. Perhaps the best way to identify your own center is to look closely at your life support factors. More often than not, a person's center is some combination of these or other centers. Most people are very much a function of a variety of influences that play upon their lives. Depending on external or internal conditions, one particular center may be activated until the underlying needs are satisfied, and then another center becomes the compelling force. As the person fluctuates from one center to another, the resulting relativism is like roller coasting through life. One moment you're high, the next moment you're low, making efforts to compensate for one weakness by borrowing strength from another weakness. There's no consistent sense of direction, no persistent wisdom, no steady power supply or sense of personal, intrinsic worth and identity. The ideal, of course, is to create one clear center from which you consistently derive a high degree of security, guidance, wisdom, and power, empowering your proactivity and giving congruency and harmony to every part of your life. Let's examine what that center is now.